Don't touch that dial. You're listening to Board Games Daily, your daily dose of tabletop gaming discussion on Anchor. Now welcome your hosts, Jeremiah Isley, Scott Firestone, and AJ Skifstad.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Board Games Daily. I'm Jeremiah. It's a little late. Well, it's a lot late for this episode to be hitting, but we had to get it in, and here it is. So, just a couple things coming at you today, including the results of last week's Game Night Cage Fight, and we've got a couple Titans going at it for this week's Cage Fight. So stay tuned for that. And before we get to that, I want to remind you that you can be a part of the show. You can call 216-352-3864. Tell us what's on your mind. Tell us what you think of the show. Have questions for us? We've got answers, but you got to ask. So call the hotline. Also, the contest is almost over. I think there's a day left. It's very, very close to being done. So the Tiny Epic contest is coming to a close, but you can still get in on it if you go to theologyofgames.com, click the enter the contest button there, and you will be able to enter that and find out all the ways you can do that and get all those groovy Tiny Epic games from our good friends over at Gamelin Games. Okay, that's all I've got. We're going to get into the show. Thanks again for tuning in to Board Games Daily. Let's get it.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for this week's Game Night Cage Fight!
And in this corner,
two games enter and one game leaves. Who wins? You decide. Vote on this week's cage fight by going to Twitter at Board Games Daily. Or call in 216-352-3864.
Winner and still champion.
Okay, before we get into the upcoming cage fight for this week, I got to give you the results of last week's. And I got to tell you, we had pretty low voter turnout on this one. But Tikal and Java tied. We had that three-way fight going between those two and Mexica. Mexica was the big loser. Tikal and Java win. There it is. It was like 40% and 40% to 40%? No. Anyway, 20% because of math. There it is. All right. So this week, the cage fight is between, like I said, two titans in the gaming hobby. Most people know at least one of these. Many people know both of them, even if they're not gamers. And those games are the Settlers of Catan, or Catan, depending on how extreme of a nerd you are, is how you pronounce it. But the Settlers of Catan and Catan or whatever against Carcassonne. So I feel like I don't need to describe these games. Everybody knows Settlers. It's worker placement, dice rolling, resource management, settling, building, that kind of thing. And then there's Carcassonne, which is tile placement. You draw a tile, you play a tile, and then you decide if you want to put one of your meeples on it. And you score points for cities, you score points for completed roads, and you can also score, also the farmers can get you money as well, or points, I guess, at the end of the game if you do that. So that's pretty much the game. It's a classic as well. And I'll go ahead and cast my vote, and I will tell you that it is the one game that is, of these two, that is still left in my collection. So that tells you right away who wins for me, because I still have a great set of Carcassonne with some of the expansions. I've got the awesome meeple, not malted meeple, broken token insert that goes with it. And so I've got this great, it's one of the old Rio Grande sets with a bunch of, you know, like probably about four or five of the bigger expansions with like the river and the phantoms and things like that. Great box. I've had so much fun with this game. I love it. I love it so much. I actually sold off all of my Settlers stuff about a year ago. I had the base game and a couple expansions that I actually never played. And so I just was like, you know what? I don't know when I'm ever going to play this again. So I just sold it off and moved on. And so there it is. Carcassonne is the winner for me, but is it the winner for you? That's what we want to know. You can vote a couple different ways. Go to Twitter at Board Games Daily. We've got our Twitter poll up there. All you got to do is clickety click, cast your vote. It'll be counted. We'll come back next Monday and give those results. Or if you think I'm totally crazy for selling off all of my Settlers of Catan, or you think I'm totally right on, you could call and let me know. Like I said in the intro, 216-352-3864 is how you do that. You can cast your vote that way. You can plead your case. You can filibuster for your candidate, whatever you want to do. Go ahead and call. We'd love to have you be on the show. And that's it. So we're going to get out of here for now. We'll be back with more Board Games Daily. Here we go. All right. Well, there it is. That's it for today. Like I said, it's a short show, but we wanted to get it in because we got to get the cage fight going for the week. Also, coming up Wednesday, we have a new presenting sponsor that we'll introduce you to. So stay tuned for that. That's going to be really cool and really exciting. And I don't know, we've got all kinds of stuff. We'll have a new topic. We will also get into all the crazy stuff that we get into every week coming up Wednesday and then again on Friday. And I can't wait for it. Oh, yeah, look out for Kickstarter Weekly on Friday, too. We've got some really cool campaigns that have launched recently or will be launching that we will tell you about. So you want to check that out. And that's it. I would say for my co-hosts, but those bums are AWOL today. So I will just say, don't forget the contest. Head over to theologyofgames.com. Check it out. All of our social platforms, you can find the links there. And you can check out all of our written content as well as everything. It's all there. Just go to theologyofgames.com. But again, I'm Jeremiah Isley, and until Wednesday, today is a good day to play a game. We'll see ya.
Thanks for joining us today. Board Games Daily is powered by TheologyOfGames.com. Don't forget to head over to TheologyOfGames.com to check out all we have to offer, including written reviews, our YouTube channel, and two other podcasts. If you enjoyed this show, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you're listening. Thanks for listening, and go put a game on the table.